The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so delighted that you could join me tonight. You know, there's an excitement in there, and I just can't put my finger on it. But I do know it feels so good. Perhaps it's the beginning of a new year with each day unfolding new opportunities, or perhaps it's that I know that it's time the universe wants me to claim that the year 2013 is full of dreams, wishes, and miracles, and they're all abundant. I still feel the joy of living beyond our third dimensional world by consciously accepting the fifth and sixth dimension of the golden age. For those who are just tuning into my show for perhaps the first time, I want to mention that we have a choice where we want to live, how we want to create our reality. We can choose to accept the pain and despair of the third dimensional world, where corruption and wars and deprivation is the reality, or we can shift our thoughts to an easier way of living, consciously knowing that our thoughts create everything, and that by placing the fire under what we want, we begin to shift into the golden age. It's time to put water on the fuel that keeps us stuck in the fear-based third dimensional world as our only reality. There is a science article published in Science Daily back in 1998, that's 5 years ago. It states that, quote, one of the most bizarre premises of quantum theory, which has long fascinated philosophers and physicists alike, state that by the very act of watching, the observer affects the observed reality. It goes on to say, quote, researchers at Weizmann Institute of Science have now conducted a highly controlled experiment demonstrating how a beam of electrons is affected by the act of being observed. The experiment revealed that the greater amount of watching, the greater the observer's influence on what actually takes place. Okay, now we have science telling us what we observe becomes our reality. It's also showing us that we have a choice to choose what we want to observe, thereby giving us the power to change our reality from misery to utter joy. Hey, this isn't mumbo jumbo. This is actual science. This means that we can choose moment by moment to see the good so that we can step by step shift. Instead of focusing on the wars and corruption and a bad economy, we can affect the outcome by not only seeing the good, but staying focused in on our dreams. Let's say that you worry about paying the rent. You are then observing the lack of money to pay the rent. Science has proven that you are only bringing that observation back to you. You really can't go anywhere else. Do you see what I'm saying here? Do whatever it takes to stop the mind from worrying and start focusing in on the trust that there is a divine intelligence working on your behalf. Or, if you can't believe in a divine intelligence, trust in your creativity to come up with more than enough money. Trust yourself that this challenge is giving you great insights into your abilities that will stay with you for the rest of your life. This then becomes your power source, and you change your observation from lack to prosperity. Yep, it's really that simple. There's also one more important thing to keep in mind, and that's why we're talking with Simon Botman from the Netherlands tonight, who wrote a book about a new business paradigm called the Revolutionary Manual for Future Business and Management. It has the next very important key in the observation of the Law of Attraction, which is to be of service to others. So tonight we're going to observe what the collective is shifting into, and its potential impact upon everyone is amazing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Need to find some experienced help that can guide you into that life change you're seeking? Visit the Law of Attraction Radio Network's LOA store, where you'll find our recommended experts, must-have books, and other tools that will shift you into that new life. World-class teachers, feng shui and astrology experts, energy healers, intuitives, each one endorsed by the LOA Radio Network. Visit LOARadionetwork.com and click on LOA Store. Remember, the help you need is just a click away.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Okay, we're back. Hey, guess what? We're announcing two cruises in 2013 that are absolutely spectacular. The first cruise is our Wealth Creation Cruise. That's right, I said Wealth Creation Cruise on June 4th, 2013, out of Boston to Nova Scotia and St. John's. We're going to have two full days of saturating our minds with wealth mentality by some of the best teachers on the planet. And we're even going to have a group hypnosis session locking this wealth mentality in permanently. You're not going to want to miss this. Then in September 20th to be exact, we are having another cruise. Everything Law of Attraction under the Tuscany sun as we sail out of Barcelona, Spain on a 9-day cruise. Is this fantastic or what? This is where we will have workshops on love, health, and the architecture of life through a complete understanding of the Law of Attraction. We're just now in the process of putting everything up on our Law of Attraction cruise page. But I'm so excited about these, I just couldn't wait to tell you. So stay tuned. We'll give you more information, hopefully by next week, where you can turn around and sign up immediately for our Wealth Creation Cruise. And I also want to remind everyone that I am now available for hypnosis sessions to reset your thinking through Skype, and I would love to help you. Just contact us at staff@loaradionetwork.com, and they will schedule a time for our personal session with me. Hypnosis is the fastest and most economical way to change the way you think. For example, you know about the Law of Attraction, right? You understand completely about the power of your thoughts and the power of your words. But those little voices still pop up saying, hey, what makes me think I can really do this new business? Or, do you think somebody's going to think that I'm really faking it till I make it? Or why? Why do I sabotage myself? Well, do you know that you can change literally the way that you think in 1, 2, or 3 hypnosis sessions? It really doesn't take long for the rewiring of the brain to occur. So set up an appointment and let's push that reset button to get you living in the land of abundance, prosperity, and the golden age. Okay. Now, let's talk to Simon Botman. Simon started to wake up from the mental game of duality around 1998. From that moment onwards, he became more aware of the true nature of his being. He started to understand how humans are limiting themselves and their experiences because of the fact that they live from the mind and mental level. Most humans are not aware of the grandness that they are inside. This is so true. Using this concept, Simon started two businesses in 2005. These companies were completely run by the creative source within him. When he stood away from fear, trusted, and allowed opportunities to flow, well, everything became in sync. This is the way our true self operates, in freedom and allowance, without interference from the mind. In other words, we observe and focus on all the good that flows to us and turn off that switch from focusing on what is going wrong with us. We're then able to connect to our source, and it becomes a natural desire to serve the world. Welcome, Simon, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Yes, Jewels, I'm glad to be here as well. It feels good to be in your show right now.
Great, Simon, let's dive right in. Tell me, what made you write such a wonderful book all about conscious business? This seems so apropos for exactly what we are evolving into. Were you an entrepreneur to begin with, or how did it happen?
Yes, that is an excellent question, because it is like a red line through my life that I've been an entrepreneur indeed. It runs in my family, and I grew up with a father that was a business person who had his own quite large business. And when I look back at my friends, practically all of my friends have been business owners as well. And I've always been playing with all kind of projects, and when I was studying as well, building boats, doing things with stocks and all that kind of stuff. And at first, of course, I did it in the old way, the old-fashioned way. Just, you know, you put yourself out there and you kind of manipulate things so they work in your advantage, and you do a lot of hard work. And along the way, I think when I started waking up around 1998, I started noticing that there were other possibilities, that it was much more fun and much more, well, it gave much more opportunities if you were playing with the game instead of within the game. You know, it's kind of like Joshua once said, to be in the world but not of the world.
Yes,
and then you liberate yourself from the matter, and you can play with the matter, and you will see that things will start to work for you, and you don't have to do so much effort anymore.
So what you are trying to convey through this book is that there is a much easier way to do business, and it's not about manipulating so that you can get more money. There's a way for you to do it by connecting to source, and that just allows everything to flow to you.
Well, that's it. I think we are done with the interview right now. This is, if you attune to source, this is all you have to do. And then from there, there are open, wonderful opportunities for you to play with. So it is all about, indeed, attuning to your own, I call it the creative source. And if you are there, I call it sourcefulness. This is a term I created, to be sourceful, sourcefulness. And this actually, the literal definition I put to it is to consciously be aware of your own source. So we are already connected to source. Everybody is. We are source, but we are very good at forgetting it and not remembering that we are. So if you become aware again of that you are, then the opportunities are there. And, well, you cannot even escape them anymore. They are just right in your face, and they keep coming up.
Again, your message is to connect to source, get out of the way, lose the ego, just let source bring all these opportunities to you, right?
Yes, indeed.
So what happens if a person doesn't believe in source? Maybe they believe in a tree. Maybe they're atheists. How does this affect them?
Well, you know, people who don't believe in source, they will not enter my path because they are not ready for this. And this is no problem. You know, you can have a very successful business without using source, or, well, without consciously using source. because in a way you are always somehow using source, but most people, many people don't really know it yet. But you can have a very good, wealthy business, but you will not really enjoy it as much because you will always be looking towards the future for new goals to meet, and you will never be in the now moment enjoying what is happening right now. And therefore, you can be relatively successful, but if you want to be really successful, you look at people in the past also who have been successful already. They were really living it from the now moment and expanding it from there.
So what I hear you saying is that, yes, you can become a success without source. Many people do. But the fact of acknowledging source is much easier,
yes,
because you're able to trust infinite intelligence, the divine intelligence, that just makes life a little mm-hmm. bit simpler,
yes, indeed,
and a little bit more joyful.
It's actually a very natural thing when you are connected to source or when you're on source, you are trust in the same time, because it is your natural state to be in trust of everything and to feel that it will be all right, because it is all right already. Only the mind can make it not all right, because it wants to manipulate things, and then things become not all right. Things become unbalanced, and this is actually the duality way of doing things, which has gained us great wisdom and great adventures. But right now, for many people, feel ready with playing duality games. And they want to play the unity game and the source game, created the source game. they want to play from the source, and people who feel this and want to dive into it, they often come to me or people like me, and then they want to play with this.
You have a chapter in the book called Explanation of Your Creative Source, and it's says, or what you're trying to state is, okay, source, you've proven yourself to be a reliable force, so you can take over from here and let's see where you're going to take us. And that's all about trust. But then you go on and you talk about testing each other. What do you mean by that?
Well, the mind is a very rigid entity, the mind or the ego, however you want to call it. It doesn't want to let go. So it wants to hold on as long as it can. At the same time, the source is coming in at some point, and you feel the trust of the source. So there's a little bit of an interesting game going on there between a power play between the ego and the source. And the source eventually will become stronger, because this is what you really want from the inside out, and this is much stronger than the ego. But it will make you doubt yourself many times, because at some point you feel from the source that you want to do something and you start a new project or a new adventure, and then you stop doubting because, well, you enter certain difficulties and the mind kicks in or the ego kicks in and it says, no, you see, you cannot trust source because it doesn't know how to handle this, and then you fall back. So it's a little bit of going back and forth, and eventually you will start trusting more and more, and then, well, you just don't care anymore. You say, mind, ego, you know, just trust me, it's going to happen. And then at that point, it is going to happen.
This is really interesting because, you know, I am an entrepreneur. I own the network, and I started my radio show, and I'm a hypnotherapist. And so my question to you is this normal? Is it natural for us to have these doubts first in anything we try?
This is a good question. I don't have a 100% proof answer yet. I do feel that it becomes less and less, and that it becomes very manageable at some point. Because at some point you can just be with the fear, and the fear does not affect you anymore. It is there. But the source is so strongly available for you, it is so strongly present, that it can just bathe the fear, you know, be with the fear and love the fear. So it becomes melded with the source, and it kind of neutralizes its energy. And then the energy of the fear becomes available for the source. So every time it changes also, because now as more as you get attuned to source, every fear that is coming in, you start seeing as a new opportunity. It is no longer a threat, because you see, every time a fear comes in, you see it like something of you that has not been really looked at yet. So now, when you are in your source and you start playing it with it, and you say, okay, fear, what is it that you want me to see? And then it will show itself, because it wants to be seen by you. And as you open up to this, you open up to your fears, and then, well, eventually there will be less and less fear until there is nothing left. So then you are an enlightened free being. So I think the answer is indeed, at some point there will be no more fear and you are just source.
I do agree with you that it gets better with time. And it is a natural, normal occurrence for us to first experience the fear, because it resides in the brain. That's our normal fight or flight response that we are born with. That's our survival mechanism. Thank goodness we have the individual power to change that fear into something much better. We don't have to stay there as long.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful?
That's really important to
realize.
Yeah,
it's great.
Our self-empowerment.
Yeah. Well, you know, when this happens, you get more energized and even more enthusiastic about trusting your source. And in the beginning, it's just the little things, you know, the little synchronicities, the little connection you have with people, or the feedback you receive. And from the little things, that become bigger and bigger. And, well, the more you are able to enjoy and receive the little things, you can start to expand to the bigger things as well.
When you're connected to Source, it's easier to be of service to others, because you're out of manipulating and you're more into the betterment or the well-being of your client or your customer. This is what you're trying to convey as well. This is the new paradigm. It's not about getting money. This is about being of service.
Yes, that's true. There's also a chapter called You Have to Love Your Business, and this is part of what you were saying. You have to really be sincere. As long as you do it even partly for the money, source is really limited. So you really have to follow your passion, your dream, your flow. And as long as you stay in this flow, then the possibilities are endless. So this is also... every time you can fine-tune this and feel for yourself, am I really following my passion? Is it still what I want to do? Or is it something that I just doing it for maintaining something or for attracting money? It is okay, of course, to attract lots of money, but the basis has to be a passion and the flow of your source.
I love that. When you think about money, your only limiting source. That is a very powerful statement. Now, I notice that people, and I'm part of this as well, you will go along from time to time and go down into apparent slumps. But I think the slumps are then necessary to bring you up back to the point where you become very enthusiastic about the business again. What's that about?
Yeah, sometimes you need a little bit of down to rebalance or to regain new insights, and then you go up to the next level again.
And the answer is not always doing something else instead. The answer is really going within and finding out what's going on with you so that you can allow new opportunities that get you excited to come about. So you talk about goals, but you have a different take on that. Tell us about your goals.
Yeah, actually, I write more about not working with goals. So I do write about goals, but not in a way that you use them. We have become used to setting many goals, especially in the business world. It's very important to, in the old way, to set very, very fixed goals, like a turnover for the future, the growth, or a market growth. And this does give you... For the mind, this is necessary, because the mind needs to work towards a certain goal. It has no now moment, so it only has the future and the past. But when you work from the source, you really limit yourself if you set a goal, because the source works with imagination and with opportunities that you can never see coming in advance. So it is actually a shame to set goals. You can have intentions instead. So if you have an intention, like I really want to express my passion through my business and I really want to affect many people with my passion in a beautiful way, then this is an intention, but not like a goal, like I want to reach 100 people this month or 1,000 in a year. Because, you know, it may be better to have 5 people in a very intense way, or maybe you get 1 million in a year. You don't know. So, yes, so the mind can never understand the capabilities of the source. And it is impossible to set a goal from the source, because the source is creating in every moment, not in the future.
So not only thinking about money limits source, but thinking about goals limits source as well.
Yes, absolutely. Because every action taken by the mind is limiting source. The mind is only capable in defining, in putting things into boxes. And the source does not really work well with this. It has very grander, much grander capabilities.
Wow, this is a unique concept, and one that we have to focus in on letting go of the control. You know, sometimes we don't want source to have all that control over our businesses. It's really interesting. Now, you have a chapter of meeting prospective clients and bringing those to you. Let's talk about that.
Yes, indeed. It is indeed an ego thing when you meet a potential client. Actually, a little bit the same as putting a goal for it. It's like if you really want to take this client in and see how much good of a deal you can get out of it, you're really in the mind and you really are not harvesting the grandest opportunity for both of you. You're limiting yourself and you're limiting the ability of the client to have a really good service or product out of you. So the more sourceful way would be that you send out your energy to your market, and the market can be your country, it can be a continent or the world, or it doesn't matter. So you expand your energy to this area, and then you send out what you are offering, and then you will see that opportunities will start coming in that are being attracted by your energy, or that are responding to your energy. And this is a new way to attract new potential clients. So not so much by placing advertisements in newspapers. It's more like an energetic advertisement that you're sending out into the ethers, and then people will react.
Wow, this is great stuff that everybody needs to hear. So how do you propose that we tune in energetically to bring about this stuff without getting our ego and our control?
There are a number of possibilities, of course. Well, one that I use is that I first expand my energy or the energy of the client, or we do this together. So you really feel in your body. And one of the part of the source of business, for many business people, what they find difficult is that you also have to go into the body and into the feeling and into the breathing and being with yourself. They want to take action, you know, like what kind of steps do I have to take? 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I get to a certain goal.
Right.
But right now, it's you have to take a step deeper. You have to really understand yourself and feel your energy. And this is the first step if you want to attract clients in this new way, is first, feel yourself, be with yourself. And then when you feel your body and your energy, you can expand it. You first do your room or your business, and then you go further and further until you encompass the entire galaxy or even further. And then you are in your natural state of being, because you are actually all that is. And this is for the mind a difficult concept, because how can I be all that is? And how can you be all that is at the same time? But we are all just an expression, our own unique expression of all this is. So this is the first step. And when you feel this, you are really expanded. And then you can feel, okay, what is my passion right now? What is my service or product that I want to share with people? And then you feel this energy expanding, and you can use all kind of imaginations with this. So you can just play with it and see what happens. And every time I do this, it turns out a little bit different with the person sitting with me or the persons with me. So it's always very creative. But the main thing is that you feel your energy expanding. And from there, you always see certain reactions from the universe. It can be little reactions. It can be really big reactions. But always new opportunities come in without any effort.
So you're suggesting that we know that we are connected to Source. When we start feeling this overwhelming passion, this desire to be of service, this desire to help them, regardless of what you're going to get out of it, it's by identifying those feelings that we know then that we're connected to Source. Yeah. And that we're out of our ego and out of our control.
Yes, absolutely. When you are feeling, by the way, you have to make a difference between emotions and feeling.
Oh, good, good. What's that?
Yes, emotions. Humans are very familiar with. they can really dwell in it and get lost in it, and it originates from the mind. Emotions are like a fake way of the mind to make you feel.
Right.
And you think you are feeling, but you're not. You're just reacting to certain events outside of you. So you're in a reaction mode.
Uh-huh.
When you're feeling, you are connected to a source, and then you are not really reacting to things outside of you. You are emanating energy from you, and this is what you're feeling at that point. So this is genuinely you. So from this point, you can create. You can really create very strong. Scientists have shown that from the mind and from the heart, you have certain electromagnetic waves that you are sending out, and from there you can create within reality. But if you are creating from Source, you are even bypassing these electromagnetic fields. You are playing with these fields and not within these fields. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, like Jeshua said, to be in the world but not of the world, to be playing with the electromagnetic fields, and then you are really more powerful even than the mind and heart level.
Oh, yeah. So, very good.
Yes, and this is why you have to connect to feelings, and also train yourself in a fun way, of course, to be able to feel the difference between feelings and emotions. So as soon as you start feeling, then you can start creating, and then you can, well, practically do whatever you want to do. At first, especially, many fears come up because you are not used to trust on your feelings. Mm. You're used to trust on your judgments and your concepts. So it's a bit, it feels a bit naked and empty at first, especially at some point when the emotions start falling away because you feel they're empty. Then you feel an emptiness inside because you're not really feeling yet, but also the emotions are gone. So you really are in an interesting state of being. Yeah, and then the feelings start coming in more and more, and then your creative abilities start arising as well.
Let's take a scenario here. Say a person no longer has a job, and the only thing that they could possibly think of, since they believe that the job market isn't that great, is that they really want to start a business, but they have no resources behind them in which to get it going. What do you suggest for that person?
They are in an interesting situation. The first step always is to accept and acknowledge the situation that you are in, and to acknowledge that you are the one that created it in the first place.
Yay!
Yes. And this is very difficult because if you're in a situation that is unpleasant, it is very difficult to see that you have done it yourself. It's far much more easy to complain to the government or to the people around you or your ex-boss who fired you. Then
right.
you can just become a victim and just play your game. But as soon as you want to play from Source, you have to acknowledge that, okay, this is the situation that I created. Well, that's all right. So now what do I want to choose? Do I want to remain in the situation which is all right, or do I want to change it into a more pleasurable situation? And if you choose for the second choice, then it becomes interesting, because then you can start looking at your situation from a neutral standpoint. And by becoming neutral with what you are in at that moment, you are free to recreate it. Mm-hmm. As long as you are resisting, you are fixed. You are tied into the situation. You cannot liberate yourself. So this is the first step for unemployed people. And then the second, I'm calling it steps right now, but it's more a gradual process, of course. But the second thing that comes in is that you do practice like breathing and really connecting to yourself and to your feelings. And then, like I said before, from these feelings, you create a new situation. And it can be very helpful to find people around you that are doing the same thing, because it has come to me that when you breathe with other people, it's even more powerful.
So you may not know what kind of business that you want to do, but you just simply need to have that desire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that it's... And that in itself will allow the opportunities to come to you, so that you can decide what will work for you and what won't.
This will come, you know. At first, you being present in the moment is the most important step. When you are in the moment and you're feeling your own love and passion, there will come something that resonates with you that you feel like expressing. And from there, it can go really fast. As long as you stay connected to your passion and your flow, it can really go easy and fast. And then maybe one day you feel like painting, or maybe you want to sell cars. Even it doesn't matter. Even think like selling cars, but it's very from the mind right now. You can do it from the source. If you just love the clients, and if you love cars, and it can be great. So anything goes.
Simon, how much does the past play into all of this? Perhaps somebody was told that they'll never amount to anything, or the mother just thought that they didn't have the resources to get them going, or whatever. What does the past have to do with all of this?
The past is, for most people, very strongly holding you back. It is the future is only the past recreated in maybe a little bit different way, but mostly the same way. And I think, like most listeners here already know, is that it's very often happened in very, very little events when you were younger, in your childhood years or other lifetimes. And it can also be when you were older, but oftentimes very little events have created very large limitations on your well-being and on your capabilities. So again, the now moment is a wonderful key for releasing this past. Because in the now moment, you stop judging yourself. And from the state of non-judgmental, being not judgmental, you can love yourself. And from loving yourself, you release your past. And this will also happen gradually. As soon as you say to yourself, I want to live from source, I want to work from source, from my own beingness, then event by event, your fears and your past will come to you and will show itself to you, so that you can release it in a gradual way, not all at once, but in a way that you can handle it. And then along the way, you become more and more liberated, and at some point, it becomes even fun to play with it.
Yeah, in one of your chapters, you talk about stop fighting what is not working. And I believe that's what you're trying to say mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is every situation with yourself, but also with other people, because in the business world, you have many situations every day. With your employees, with your colleagues, managers, with clients, with delivery people. Every hour you have new situations. So whenever you feel a conflict within a communication, just know that it is originating from you. Even if this person is starting the conflict, it is only doing so because there's something inside of you that is still resonating to this. And the other person may start it, but if you don't react to it, it is gone immediately. So as long as you are in conflicts or in certain unpleasant situations, look at yourself, why they are there.
So then you need to recognize that the other person is simply reflecting back to you what your core beliefs are about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Spot on, Jules.
The moment that you recognize that it is really your core beliefs that's instigating the feelings that's starting from within, that is the instance that you can take your power back and let it stop bothering you.
At first, you notice it afterwards. So you go through the emotions, you go through the fight, and you go through the conflict, and you couldn't help it. It just happens. And then when it's gone, an hour after or maybe sooner, you say to yourself, oh, why did this happen? I wouldn't choose it right now. Why did it happen back then? But then you can't help it. You're still reacting to your surroundings. And then gradually you start being able sooner and sooner to change it. And then at some point you feel it during the conflict, what you are doing. And then you say to yourself, inside of yourself, no, I'm no longer going to react in this way. I'm going to maintain my my center, and I will respond instead of react. And when you start responding instead of reacting, then you are being with source, because the source never reacts, it only responds with compassion and love. So when then somebody has a conflict sending towards you, you see the conflict playing in this person, and you simply have compassion for it, because you see he or she is also just a victim of their own games.
And when you become calm, then you're changing the whole scenario, and the other person then becomes calm. It's again a mirror reflecting back to you what you're projecting out.
Yes, and then you become a mirror for them to see how you can live from source. And it is very funny to see some reactions. Some people find it fearful because they are so much connected to their game that it is very fearful for them to see source. And other people will really love it because they feel a way out of their game. They are still in their game, but when they see you responding from source, they can see it. They can see their own source through your eyes and through your beingness. And then this is really beautiful. This is for yourself also beautiful, because when you see somebody responding back to you from source, you see your source also responded in their eyes. And this makes life a lot more pleasurable, because more and more you see source in people because you are source.
How do our instincts come into play with all of this?
Yeah, to me, instinct is very much connected to source. It's a word used very often in the dualistic world, like following your instinct. And this is, to me, a moment when the mind is quieting down and you are able to tap into your source, and suddenly something happens without being able to explain it. You do something magnificent. And this is instinct.
You know, yeah. I just love this book, because instinctively we know what you are saying is absolutely correct. But because of the way we were raised or our past or whatever, we simply stopped remembering the true core beliefs of being connected to source and allowing all of this to come in. So what you're saying and telling everybody is right on target. Tell people how we can go ahead, how we can go about getting your book.
Well, an interesting thing, the book has been written in 2010. And right now I'm rewriting it, and it is almost finished. So within 1 or 2 weeks, people will be able to buy the new edition, the 2013 edition. And this is all the new insights that I've gained, all the new wisdoms that have come through a source. And you can simply order it from the website. And the website is called futurebusinessmanual.com. And there you can buy it, either the book or the ebook.
Okay, so that's futurebusinessmanual.com.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it is, I think most people here are English mainly, but there are also 5 languages you can order it in. So if you are, for instance, German or French or Dutch, Danish or Portuguese, these languages are available as well.
Well, that's good to know because we air in all of those countries.
I just noticed, yes.
Yeah, our little globe on the top of our website shows all the different countries that we're in. It's really quite fun. So, Simon, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this wonderful information that we need to know in order to set up the business of our dreams. And it's time that we look at business as being easy and wonderful and fun, not a lot of hard work. So thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. I really enjoyed it. And one more thing. We are creating right now a network of people who are breeding together for business and also for personal reasons to really connect yourself to source. And like I said, when you do it as a group, it becomes really powerful. And we started with this a couple of weeks ago. In the near future, there will be a radio or TV show for this. But right now, we do it through Skype. So if people want to experience this, it is free. So they can just email me or contact me on Skype. My email for this is simon@sourcefulness.net. And the Skype name for this is simply Sourcefulness.
We'll put a link on my show page as well so that people can find it very easily by just going to my show page at loaradionetwork.com/jewels.html. Or you can just put in the word Simon Botman onto the search engine or Facebook and he's going to pop up. Thanks again, Simon. I really, really appreciate all the knowledge that you're sharing with the world.
Yes. Yeah, thank you too, Jewels, for having me. It's been, I really enjoyed it. And, thank you for this opportunity.
My pleasure. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week. Focus in and see all the good and just allow life's good to flow to you. We'll see you back here next week on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jewels@loaradionetwork.com and have a great week.